house. Morning madhouse. Wake up with us early in the morning. Turn it up, we got something for the yawning. No limit, Larry, Larry mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for breakfast, we in the kitchen. Morning madhouse. Morning madhouse. What the f wrong with Burby is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Shaw. Man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa. Morning madhouse. Morning madhouse. Yeah. Morning madhouse. Morning madhouse. Whoa. Morning madhouse. Yeah. Morning madhouse. Yeah. Morning madhouse. Morning madhouse. Whoa.
Come on, big dog. Y'all know what it is. None of the Larry the Morning Madhouse. Y'all is plugged for new hip hop and R&B. You know what it is, man. We're clocking in for y'all one time. It's a Friday. That's right. It's a Friday. Friday inside the Madhouse. 72 degrees right now, man. Cloud cover out there. And we're going to be dealing with some rain in and around the area all day long. Slated to start about 11:30 this morning and then be with us throughout the day and throughout the weekend as we're going to be dealing with rain, some thunderstorms in around the area. So be careful out there. High today, we're supposed to make it to 85. I don't know if we're going to make it all the way to 85 due to the storm and the cloud cover. But the 85 is where we're supposed to be. And we still got high humidity. So that 85 really going to feel like 90 something. Yeah. But either way, it's still a Friday. That's right. It's a Friday inside the Madhouse. And in the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces. And this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up with y'all?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
Man, I'm good, man. Watching all these boys get these big contracts. Boy, they was slanging money around the NFL yesterday like money was going out of style. You get 214. You get 200. You get 190. Three, you get, boy, they was slanging so much money around. I'm about to rob me some basketball player. Good God Almighty, they was slanging money around. But boy, your boy Kyrie Irving opted into his contract. He got about two something. KD about to get two something. Devin Booker got like 214. They slanging that money in the NFL. Woo! This is gonna be a crazy, crazy offseason and free agency for the NBA. I meant so. Yeah, definitely going down. All right, man, let's get it started this morning with your inspirational power word of the morning. And it's coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning, I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. While the world trades in the sensational and stunning, God loves to work through the ordinary and insignificant. In his kingdom, bigger is not always better. When he gave Gideon victory over his enemies, he used an army of just 300 to defeat thousands. That wasn't because there weren't more soldiers available. God wanted to demonstrate his power. Jesus could have chosen any number of followers, but he handpicked 12 ordinary men to reach the world with the gospel. In fact, Jesus says, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can be trusted with much." So if you're asking God to make you bigger instead of better, you may be disappointed. All the prayers in the world won't pressure him into giving you what you're not ready for. The drive to be bigger can keep you from enjoying the blessings of God you already have. Better may be harder to measure and not as glamorous, but the inner stability that comes from gradual success is more valuable and more lasting. Be encouraged by these words today. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
Y'all know how it goes down inside the Madhouse. How today is going to be right now, 85, 72 degrees right about now. Cloud cover. We're looking for some rain later on this afternoon. Talking about some big thunderstorms brewing around here. So y'all be careful out there if you're going to be out and about. You're going to be driving because, yeah, it's going to be some of those crazy pop-up showers. And it's going to be to the effect where it might rain on your side of town, but it might not rain on mine. So be careful out there. Shout out to my boy Big Lou. Big Lou, welcome back to the squad, Big Dog. And shout out to my man Big Wee. Out there, man, getting ready for their big Boulevard Homes versus Little Rock Day going down. They had a big, big softball game each and every year, so they getting ready for that. All right, man, y'all know what it is. 6 o'clock inside the Madhouse on a Friday, and it's time for the Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? Let's talk about
Madhouse question of the day. We are asking you one, it's a two-parter. One, where is your junk drawer? And two, what are the top three things that you have in your junk drawer?
My junk drawer is in the kitchen. And I got all types of stuff. I got supplies in there. I got like pliers, screwdrivers, pens, and coupons.
So mine is in my kitchen as well. Top three items that I have in there. Writing utensils like pens, pencils, markers, something like that. You can find them all in there. Two, tools. Like Larry said, I can find any type of tool in my junk drawer. And three, lighters. You got a plethora of lighters.
Yeah, we don't got that no more.
Man, you always find a lighter in our junk drawer.
In my junk drawer, you have some type of playing cards, Uno cards, regular cards. For whatever reason, it's hella rubber bands in my junk drawer. Mm. It's in the kitchen.
You got no money to put in the rubber band?
That's not the only thing. And what else is in there? It's pens, random pens.
Yeah, I think everybody got pens in there.
Yeah, I got random pens in there. That says in the kitchen? Yeah, it's in the kitchen.
All right, how do we get in on this?
Go to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Just Burpee, or leave your response on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy. Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
All right, great news if you are a monster movie fan. Godzilla and King Kong are going to battle it out again. The sequel for Godzilla vs. Kong is set to hit theaters on March 15th, 2024. When the first film ended, a sequel was alluded to. But as far as what will happen, no one knows just yet. The film begins filming in Australia this year. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie, tell that.
No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. You know what time it is inside the madhouse. It is time to find out what popping in weekend.
Oh my God, it's the weekend. Hands up for the weekend. It's the weekend.
Weekend House is being brought to you by the Summer Block Party. That's going down next weekend. That'll be Saturday, July the 9th. We're going to be in a gas house at the Irwin Center, 913 North Pride Street. You already know. Lil Shorty Scott, Anella Herman, and Pooda Robin, and Kobe Sosa all in the building. It's absolutely free. Presented by Healthy Blue North Carolina. Jessica, what you got popping for the weekend?
All right. So, no new albums, but we did catch a couple of hot singles. You heard it a little bit earlier here in the madhouse. City Girls just dropped a new song. It's called Good Love, and it features Usher. You all can check that one out. And Cardi B has teamed up with Kanye West and Lil Durk to drop a new single. It's called Hot-ish, and that is definitely what it is. It's definitely a banger. You all can check that one out as well.
All right. Bert, what you got popping for the weekend?
Y'all know I like watching movies, going to the movies, and Netflix dropped a couple of bangers today. They dropped a movie called Beauty. It has Giancarlo Esposito, Niecy Nash. She's in this movie also. It's about a gifted young black woman who is a singer, and she gets offered a record contract, but it brings on struggle between her family, her best friend, and the record label. Also, if you're into Stranger Things, the final season is up. Volume 1 is up, but Volume 2 dropped today. So y'all go check that out on Netflix.
And if you want to go to the club, well, you know I got you. Tonight is going down at the Hive. I'm in the building tonight at the Hive, 300 North College Street. You know you want to be in the building. We're going to be in there broadcasting live from 10 to midnight. So join us downtown Charlotte. Ladies, get them free till 11:30. Tomorrow, it's a whole lot of stuff sliding down tomorrow. Going to Salisbury, man. Big shout out to them boys, Fatty and Takeoff. They got the big community wars going down. The water wars going down at the park, at the Royal Giants Park, 200 Robinson Road. Is absolutely free. Bring your whole family. They got a DJ. They got games. They got food. And we got a big, big water gun fight down in Salisbury. That's going to pop off at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. And then right after that, man, we head to the Monarch Room tomorrow night. You know, each and every Saturday night, we live in the Monarch Room. And myself and Butterfingers, we're going to be there tomorrow night with everybody getting in free till 11 with free parking and free birthday tables. And it's going down at 2016 North Graham Street. So that's what's popping for the weekend. Anything going on Sunday? It's 4th of July weekend. Who got the cookout?
I'm trying to play spades.
You trying to play spades?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to find somebody to cook out. Oh, and Big Boogie. Big Boogie's going to be here Sunday. Sunday night, Big Boogie will be at the QC Soundstage, so you can definitely check this out. Burp, you going to be heading down to Myrtle Beach?
Yeah, I got a show down in Myrtle Beach at the House of Blues on Sunday. Me and a couple of partners from Wildin' Out, we got a show down there. And yeah, that's it, really. I'm crashing somebody to cook out Monday.
I'm popping out with you in Myrtle Beach. I'm going to do about 2 minutes.
Pull up!
All right.
For real?
You going to let me get off that?
Yeah.
I got you. I'm going to do 2 minutes.
Say less.
I bet. That's what's popping for the weekend.
Wake up in the morning, Billy.
The Carolina's favorite way to wake up.
Wake up.
Wake me up early. No Limit Larry in the morning, madhouse.
Wake up in the morning.
You're waking up.
On Power 90.
7:06, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. High today is going to be right near 85, and we make it there. Cloud cover and thunderstorms in and around the area starting about 11:30, 12 o'clock-ish. Y'all be careful out there if you're out there driving and moving today. All right, you know what time it is. It's time to let y'all shine.
Shining from a mile, Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here, Boston. Huh. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real? I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Hello.
Hello. Who you trying to let shine?
Hello. What it do is Cece, your girl. Been down, but I'm back. But shout out to my little cut, well, my big cousin, my bad cousin, Big Dub from Poland. Shout out you. Happy birthday. I ain't gonna sing with this.
Hey, good morning. You letting somebody shine?
Hey, good morning. This is Big Pat.
What's
Big
up, Pat? What's up, boy?
Oh, Lord. Hey, Big Pat.
Thank you, Big Pat. Hey, I appreciate
Pat.
You.
Hey, how my friend doing, Ms. Jess? How my friend
doing? Pat. Now, go on do your shines now.
Okay. I'll let myself shine. You know why? Because I'm slaying these bags. Leg, you ask what's going on for this weekend? These bags. These bags on this weekend. I'll give y'all the warning. If you flying and your bag is heavy, I'm slaying that mother lover.
All he do in life is play
games. I just want to thank Big Pat for slanging my bag. He broke it. Well, they broke it, and I got a new one. And it took its first travel to L.A. over the weekend, so thank you.
I don't believe Big Pat did it, because that would involve him doing work, and he don't do work
at
work.
He definitely be slanging the bag.
All he do is play games.
Good morning. Who you want to let shine this morning?
Good morning, good morning. How y'all doing? Y'all know it's Friday. We got to do this, got to do this. I like to let y'all shine for one, because y'all hold us down every day. Even on the weekend, y'all hold us down. It don't matter if we out in the streets or where we at, y'all hold us down. Then I like to say happy birthday to my little nephew, Jamil Jones. Happy birthday. We got to get cake wasted.
Jessica, your friend on the phone.
Power 98, good morning.
We know your name. You don't have to tell us.
Guess what? Guess what?
What?
I was on IG live with No Limit Larry yesterday.
You sure was. He was on IG with No Limit Larry yesterday. You sure was.
Yeah.
He was on that. What song you want to hear, Ma?
What song called?
I don't know your
name.
Huh? Oh my God, what happened to Bird?
How it go, Amai? Sing it, Amai. Amai, sing the song.
Oh my God,
That one did it for me. Oh my God.
Come on, you better sing that song, Amari. Come on, we man. Y'all right stop playing with Amari.
Shout-outs. And we're right back.
Y'all stop playing with Amari.
Love Amari, man.
Man. Tell Amari to stop playing with us.
That's my love boy Amari. Right there, man.
Love Amari. All right, man. All right, people. Thank you, Amari. All right, coming up is Jessica's got a funny the neighborhood who's driving at 724. Your chance to win is $50 gift card courtesy of South Coast Music Group. And, of course, you know we back at 720.
Let it shine.
I'm going to let it shine.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
All right, coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News, I have an update on Lil TJ. Going to let you know what's going on with him. Who is the latest artist to get their very own rap snack? I'm going to let you know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And also, this person, this artist, is going to might miss out on $1 million payday. Who is it?
Miles Bridges.
All right.
Ain't no answer about that.
Okay, no answer about that.
Miles Bridges, but I'm going to let you know who it is. Man, coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News. Your Quickie is being brought to you by Power 98 Summer Block Party. It's coming to the Gas House. You can join the entire Power 98 family on Saturday, July 9th from 12 until 2 at the Irwin Community Center, 913 North Pryor Street in Gaston. You're going to have food prizes and special performances on our Healthy Blue Stage from Lil Shorty Scott and more. It's free for the entire family, presented by Healthy Blue North Carolina. Log on to power98fm.com for more details about that. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
What the hell going on here?
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? This is Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Friday, July 1st. Word is Lil TJ is finally up and talking after being shot in New Jersey. Doctors have apparently removed this breathing tube and he is speaking on his own. The man that allegedly is responsible for shooting Lil TJ has been arrested and is awaiting trial over this incident. Prayers up for him that he continues to have a speedy recovery. Nicki Minaj is the latest artist to get her very own rap snack. Her flavor is called barbecue, like a Barbie and then Q. It's barbecue, honey, and a truffle-flavored chip. Rap Snack CEO says Nicki Minaj is unquestionably one of the most disruptive forces in the history of rap. He's talking about a woman who rewrote the rules of hip-hop culture and happens to be a phenomenal entrepreneur as well. He went on to say, it just makes sense that as a brand disrupting the snack industry, we align to push the bar even further. This is the beginning of a legendary partnership. You know, the popular brand feature snacks from the Migos, Cardi B, Lil Baby, Rick Ross, and more. Go to our website, power98fm.com. You can read more about this partnership and check out the chips from other artists. Lil Durk was supposed to walk Jake Paul out during a boxing match against Tommy Fury, and he was going to get paid $1 million to do it. But that might not happen. The fight might get canceled as Fury has revealed his travel visa has been denied and he's having difficulty entering the U.S. Durk is upset about the possibility of missing out on this $1 million payday, saying in a tweet and delete, damn, I was supposed to get an M to walk Drake out. SMH. Jake. What, Drake? Jake. Kanye West is being sued over an alleged illegal sample. Ultra International Music Company is suing Ye
and the creators of the STEM player for copyright infringement. According to the lawsuit, the publishing company claims a Marshall Jefferson sample of the song Move Your Body was used repeatedly without authorization. They're looking for damages, profits, a jury trial, and a cease in distribution. This one is going to be pretty big. Happy birthday to Storm Reid, Missy Elliott, Plies, and Chloe Bailey. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica, Jessica. The neighborhood. Pot 88 WPG, Charlotte's Blow. For doing hip hop and R&B, it's Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Blueface, OG Bobby B is right there outside, aka Better Days. And y'all know what time it is. It is 7:40, and it's time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry May.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad? Are we mad?
Hashtag Larry Mad is being brought to you by Chill Wine. There's nothing better than a summer in the South, especially when you sipping an ice cold Chill Wine. Enter the Chill Wine Uniquely Southern Summer Contest, and you can win $500 towards a trip to Kiowa Island. Y'all. Yeah. Chill Wine, Uniquely Southern. All right, today, Larry is mad at the Akron, Ohio Police Department. Boy, this story broke late yesterday afternoon. Apparently, they fired 90 shots at a young man and hit him 60 times. 60 times. Shot him in the face, the arm, the stomach, and his upper legs, and his shot his legs all the way up. This whole story is crazy. Protests going on right now in Akron. Get LeBron on the phone. LeBron, we got to do something. They said he didn't pull over during a traffic stop. He sped off. A weapon was recovered, but it was recovered in his vehicle. He was not in the vehicle at the time he was shot. He was actually running away from the police. And, you know, according to eyewitness reports, according to people that were on the scene, they said he was running away from police. His name is Jalen Walker. And, yeah, he was shot at 90 times. He was hit 60 of the 90 times. That is, you talk about excessive force and the use of excessive force. 8 officers involved, and this whole thing seems eerily similar to a case that happened in Ohio. I think it was in Cleveland. Actually, Netflix did this story. I think it was called 137 Shots. It sounds almost exactly like that story that happened back in, I think, 2007 or 8. And the same thing, cops tried to pull a car over, and they thought they heard a gunshot. They thought he shot at them. This whole thing is crazy, going crazy in Ohio right now. But, yes, they shot at him 90 times. They are still picking up bullet shells from the scene, and he was hit 60 of the 90 times. Crazy. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. This is just extremely. We got to do something, man. Hashtag Larry Man.
No limit, Larry.
Y'all know it's a Friday inside the madhouse, and about this time, y'all know we got to get Burpee's thoughts.
Face shooting. Shots fired, high ass up like a Glock 9. Hey, Burpee, feel a type of way. Yeah. We putting you on blast, you the dummy of the day.
You
straight out the booth. Ooh. Bring that ass in, yeah. Finna take off your roof. Let them know how you feel. Put a thing on your hip ball. The ignis is real, your Burpee let a clip off.
Boom, boom, boom. Yep. It's one of those weeks where some things just fall in your lap, man. Like, I don't care at this point. Y'all know nobody is off limits, in my opinion. Nothing is off limits. So we're going to dive right into it. Stop fumbling the bag, Larry, Jessica. Not y'all. I'm not saying y'all fumbling the bag. But the other people that's listening, stop fumbling the bag. You know who we saw to start off all last year and the beginning of this summer? Deshaun Watson. He fumbled the bag. He sat out all last year, got traded to the Browns. Now he's about to get suspended, all because he wanted a happy ending at the damn massage parlor, Larry. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Plus, you don't get your muscles tended to and get your ass out of there. And nothing but trouble in there. And you got a whole family at the house. What are you doing? Shots fired, Larry.
they shooting.
Boom, boom, boom. Mess up your money all because you think somebody look cute. You can do what you want to because you are Deshaun Watson. First of all, lift up the rest of your right eye so you can see that your ass about to get in trouble. Shots fired, Larry.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Did not learn y'all lesson from Ray Rice, Antonio Brown, hell, even Ben Roethlisberger. Ain't nothing but trouble out there, man, when you're not doing what you're supposed to do and you feel like you can do anything you want to do because of your namesake and because of who you are and because of how much money you got. You got Jeffrey Epstein. What's the big dude that got the whole Me Too movement started over here? I forgot his name. He irrelevant now. But all of that stuff started because of y'all don't know how to act. Miles Bridges, stop acting up. You done fumbled the bag, man. You gonna do this to this young lady for what? All for what? Because she ain't like your mixtape? Shots fired, man.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
You gonna do this because she told you to rap on beat? Shots fired, Larry.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom. Shots fired. Why did you do this, sir? In front of your children. In front of your children. That's the worst part. It was in front. The whole thing is bad. Let's not get it twisted. The whole thing is bad, but in front of your children. After seeing the video, I love to give people the benefit of the doubt. And I always, what do I always say, Larry? I wait for the facts to come out. But when this came out, and all the stuff, the pictures and all of that, man, come on, y'all fumbling the bag over because somebody ain't doing what you want them to do. Because they not your slave. Because you can't control what somebody else is doing. This is dumb. This was stupid. You done fumbled the bag, sir. You barely learned how to hit a jumper this year. Now you want to hit on somebody else. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
If you don't do nothing, learn. Take this as a lesson, other celebrities out there. If y'all are listening, stop fumbling your bag over other people. This is your money. This is your life. This is your livelihood. This is your kids' future. Now that future, they're going to be traumatized for the rest of their life because of what you did. Because you want to be stupid, man. Shots fired, lad.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
And those from Murphy's Thoughts.
Somebody trying to slide into Monarch Saturday VIP style. Who this here?
This is Mar.
Mar?
Mar, yeah.
What up, Mar? What's up with you?
Nothing much. Starting working.
Where you working at?
I'm in banking. Working from home today.
Oh, you working from home. Okay, in banking.
Yeah,
that's what's
yeah.
up. Well, you calling number 9, big dog.
And that's what it is.
Room tomorrow night gonna be crazy. We want you in the building with us VIP style, courtesy of West Station, big homie.
Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News. Quick.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks gotta hit his no cap.
All right, so Drake just sold his California mansion for $12 million. The crib sits on about 12,000 square feet. The primary bedroom has over 2,000 square feet. According to the listing, the estate has a private oasis boating, massive swimming pool with a grotto spa, swim up bar, cascading waterfalls, an 80-foot long rock water slide. It's surrounded by televisions to watch the big game on or enjoy a float-in movie. It also features a tennis court, basketball court, horse stable, and more. $12 million that one sold for. Go to our website, power98fm.com. We got more details about that house and other celebrity homes. You can check out pictures and videos on our website, power98fm.com. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Yes. 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. I big dog on the phone. We just seen this man all the way in LA, man, cutting up. Y'all say what's up to Mr. Afion Crockett.
Hi, Afion.
What's happening? What's going on?
What's been up with you, big homie?
Man, you already know, working and trying to stay awake. You know what I'm saying? Drinking my ginger tea and staying healthy is what I'm doing, you know?
Hey, man, you know it's always an honor and pleasure because you one of us. You from out here.
Oh, yeah, you know I'm Power 98, born and bred. You know what it is.
Afion, getting ready for Essence Festival. Tell people what you're going to be doing out there.
Yes, I'm performing with Guy Tori, and it's a series of comedy shows. They haven't really had a lot of comedy shows down there in this type of way. So they're doing three, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I'm on the last show with Guy Tori, Chris Spencer, and Zainab Johnson, the Fat Tuesday edition of stand-up comedy at Essence Fest. So Sunday night, get your tickets, 10 o'clock, we in that thing.
So let me ask you, is this your first Essence?
It is.
Oh, okay.
It is. Believe it or not,
wow.
It's my first time going to Essence Fest.
Because I be trying to tell all my homeboys what it's like. So I was going to try to get you to tell them if you had already been. But if this your first, and I'm going to say, boy, get ready.
I'm gonna need you to tell me what it's like. I'm gonna tell you, I'm still a bachelor out here in these streets.
You're so, still a bachelor. You ain't got told yet.
Man, I'm the one to do the choosing. You understand me? You better back on up.
Well, listen.
I'm the one to do the choosing. You're gonna end up losing. You understand me?
Well, listen.
Let's find out Avion out here outside in these streets.
I'm outside. I ain't even got a hat on.
Well, let me tell you this, man. If you're doing some choosing, Essence Weekend, you're gonna have a lot to choose from. Big, tall, small, short, it don't matter. They all be down there.
Oh, that make my blood flow so smooth. You understand?
Avion, we just saw you out in L.A. at the BET Awards. You kept walking right by us at the table. What was your favorite part about BET and the awards?
I mean, for me, the actual awards, when Puffy had his whole Lifetime Achievement Award, you know, you can't beat the moment of having all those legends up there saluting you. And he's a legend himself, you know what I mean? When Babyface introduces you and tells stories about you and does impressions and does all that stuff, that's crazy. And let me address the whole walking by the table thing. Every time I walk by y'all table, I spoke, and then Larry was like, yeah, hold on, we ain't gonna interview you right now, because you're gonna get interviewed on Tuesday morning. So don't act like I came out here and got brand new. You gotta call me out in front of my people.
Nah, you didn't get brand new. I ain't gonna let her do you like that. You did not get brand new.
Yeah, she tried it.
She tried it.
I'm gonna let her know what it is.
You said I spoke to Larry. You did not say I spoke to Jessica.
I didn't speak to you. I spoke to Larry. That's my guy. He said I walked by like an apparition. I didn't just float by.
Okay, all right. Wait until next time I see you.
Don't come for me unless I send for you.
I'm here.
Avion, man, how long you been doing comedy now, big bro?
Man, I've been doing it since 94, man. I started right there, Comedy Zone Independence, the old Comedy Zone. And when I got to L.A., I stopped doing it literally for about 15 years, and I came back 8 years ago.
Wow.
So longer than some of y'all have had jobs.
Man, you're right. You are absolutely right. So what made you stop doing it when you took the hiatus? Like, was it the movies? Was it, like, what was going on?
Yeah, I got to L.A. and I was like, well, this was the goal anyway. I want to act and do more mm-hmm. movies. And I didn't love stand-up at the time, and it wasn't really my forte. It wasn't the primary thing that I was, like, really into. My focus was acting. So by the time the acting started popping, a lot of people was like, man, and then Wildin' Out was popping. People wanted to see me live. And I was like, well, the only way they're going to see me live is if I have a show to offer them when I go to their city.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me say, all right, let me look at this as a business and add it to my arsenal. And I came back and now I really love it. So here we are.
How has comedy changed over those years?
Oh, man. I think we all know how it's changed. We in a sensitive world now. You can't say, well, they can't say. I say what I want to say. But... It's more hesitation in comedians now because of the reactions that can happen if a clip of your show goes viral or whatever. If you make the wrong person or group mad, it could be a thing. So it's a lot of sensitivity surrounding these words.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of Wildin' Out, man, they're celebrating 20 seasons. Did you see that coming? Like when you was on it, did you say, man, I think this show going to last for a long time? 20 seasons, that's crazy.
I mean, it has the DNA of that, you know. I didn't see it at the time because we were just literally having fun,
mm-hmm.
you know. And there was a time, people forget, there was a time when MTV turned its back on Wildin' Out and they didn't want to, they wanted to move in a different direction. And Nick had the perseverance to be like, no, this show has legs. This show has a future. And he got the DNA of the younger, some of the internet stars, some of the battle rap stars. And he just gave it new life. And, you know, you see where it is today. It's selling out arenas.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in this weekend. I went to the Crypto / Staples Arena, and it was sold out. It was crazy. It was phenomenal.
Head to toe.
Head to toe
sold out.
Yeah. Yeah. What's next for you, Big Dog?
Man, more TV, more film. Me and Spice Adams, Kev on stage, got some stuff going on. I'm sure some of y'all seen the Martin reunion that I hosted.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to sit down with the whole cast of Martin on BET Plus, and that's coming out. Well, it's already out. It's streaming now. I'm on a new episode of a show called What They Do in the Shadows on FX. Welcome to Flash, which we shot in Wilmington, and that's on Hulu and Fox. I'm on that show. And I just shot my own pilot last week. So when y'all saw me at the radio row, I had just finished shooting the night before. So I was exhausted, and I had to go shoot that night when I saw you. So I was in the middle of shooting a pilot all last week.
Man, that's,
we cooking.
That's beautiful, man. And
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I know you and know you came from right here in the same station and you still out there doing it, man. Keep up the good work and Essence Fest going down. We got to come check you out on Sunday, right?
Pull up on me Sunday night, 10 o'clock, Joy Theater in New Orleans.
There they are. Big dog, Afion Crockett. Do people still walk up to you doing the scene from Soul Man?
Yeah. All the time.
Lester the contestant.
Lester the contestant. They love Lester, man. They love Lester. They love Ray Ray from the Haunted House. It's a lot of things that people walk up to me on the street and say.
Yeah. We appreciate
but
you.
But I'm grateful. I appreciate y'all, man.
Checking in real with talk. The city, man. Thank you, Avion.
Thank you.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? You already know what it is. Come on, big dog. Let's see. Who is playing Black Smart today?
This is Andrea.
What up, Andrea? All right, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we are taking that hood black card, all right?
Okay.
It's on God now.
All right, Jessica has your category number one.
I can't get it. Places on black shows that I want to visit.
What? Place? Okay, Burton, what you got? Category number two.
In the hood.
What? Category number three. In the movie.
What?
Let's do in the movie.
In the movie.
Yeah.
In the movie. In the movie Equalizer. What was Denzel Washington's character name?
Ooh. Mm. Ooh.
Ooh.
I'm thinking.
All right, you want to stay in the same category? Would you like another one?
Yes.
What other category would you want?
Let's do TV shows I want to visit.
Okay.
You want to do my category?
This is the city where the pink is located.
Tuckalisa. Oh, Jesus. But she
knew
that.
Yeah, knew
that. She said that fast. Tuckalisa.
Yeah,
like you want to go in there and strip this weekend with Clifford.
Yeah, oh, I'm ready.
Get that bag.
What's going to be your stripper name?
Okay, she got one more question, Larry.
Black Pearl? Okay. All right, what's your last category? You want to stay in the same one or you want another?
Let's do the other category.
In the hood?
Yeah.
Now take it back,
bro.
Take it back.
I take it back. In the hood, this is the most famous pet.
Not even from
most famous what?
Pet. P-E-T.
A pit bull?
You got it.
You won. You win.
Your mama, your daddy was an engineer.
Hey, you are Black Smart, and because you're Black Smart, we are sending you to the Monster Jam going down July 16th and 17th at Spectrum Center. You will be in the building, and you got to tell everybody what station hooked you up, bae.
Power 98, baby.
All right, Black Pearl.
Complete your morning routine. Turn up the hip hop. We roll up slow. Moments when you ask how my day go. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Y'all know what time it is. It's 9:30 in the city. It's time to find out what's trending.
Trending topic. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press to play, we trending. Yeah. 98, No Limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. Yeah. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press to play, we trending. Yeah. 98, No Limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. You know we run the street. That's a hashtag. Yeah. New hip hop and R&B. That's a hashtag. Yeah. Power 98, the plug, no, we stamped that. If it's trending, then you know we on it. That's that.
Jessica, what you got trending over there?
Well, there are a couple of shows and movies that are getting reboots, and I'm going to let you know about that, starting off with The Best Man. We've been seeing this play out on social media. The Best Man series is coming to Peacock. It's going to be based on the movie, and coming back will be Morris Chestnut, Taye Diggs, Nia Long, Sanaa Lathan, Terrence Howard, Regina Hall, and more. In the series, fans will get to see how the lives of their longtime friends have changed over the years. That one is going to hit Peacock on December 22nd, 2022. Also making a comeback, Showtime has announced that they're going to be doing a reboot of The Wood, making it into a comedy series. That one is going to be starring Vince Staples and more. Richard T. Jones and Tamela Jones are going to be back. They're going to be returning to their roles in this comedy series. It's going to be based on the 1999 movie about three friends growing up in Inglewood, California. The series is in its early stages of production, and it should be coming out soon.
That's dope. That is dope. Both of those are dope. All right, Burke, what you got that's trending?
Trending in the NBA, Gary Payton II. He played for the Golden State Warriors, won a championship with them last season. He is a free agent right now, and they're saying that he's finalizing a three-year deal with the Portland Trail Blazers that's worth $28 million. So shout out to him. I don't know why you would want to leave Golden State.
You get that money. They wasn't going to pay him that. After you win a ring, it's like, okay, and you're that type of player coming out of the G League, you got to go get your bag. He going to get that bag. They're not mad at him. Right. Like, because they weren't going to pay him that. They can't.
At all.
They can't. They can't because of Draymond, Steph, and Klay. And Andrew Wiggins. So that's the bulk of their money for their roster. So, you know, they're gonna lose some folk who want to get paid. And, hey, he already got a ring. Yeah, he got a ring now. So, boy, go get that money. Three-year, $28 million coming from the G League. I'll take it. New details have emerged from this whole Miles Bridges debacle, from him being charged with felony domestic abuse. Man, they said his wife actually put up photos. Michelle Johnson put up photos. And they said that she suffered a fractured nose, wrist, torn eardrum, torn neck muscle from being choked. And she also had a concussion. And there are details that their child said... A reporter said, I told Dad to stop hitting Mommy. On the eve of signing a $200 million deal. I don't want no more. I don't want no more of this conversation. I don't. After reading and seeing these photos and hearing about the child, I don't even want no more of this conversation. That's what's trending this morning.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse. Each and every morning, we drop it at 6 a.m. It's called the Madhouse Question of the Day. Jessica, what was that question today?
Today we were asking you, where is your junk drawer in your house? And name three items that you got in.
Alright, Certified tapped in. She said my junk drawer is in my kitchen. And she said she got scissors in there. Scissors? Okay, I missed hers. Alright, Billy Bando. It went away. Billy Bando said their junk drawer is in their kitchen too. And they got bullets, scissors, and old bills. Marlo C said it's in the kitchen. I got measuring tape, pens, and a deck of cards. Be Amazed 89 says scissors, screwdriver, batteries, markers, pins, and if the kids are not home, the Glock.
Okay.
Keep your Glock in the kitchen.
The common place is the kitchen.
Everybody junk drawers
is
in
the kitchen. But I got plug-in, air fresheners, lighters, warranty papers, wires.
No warranty. I do got warranty papers.
A whole bunch of unopened bills.
Wires? Really?
Throw them away.
But you know how the bank will send you your statement.
Yeah, shred it.
Yeah.
I have a box for that. I have a mailbox inside the house.
Yeah, I got you.
When you walk in the house, you just drop the mail in there. And
I got too much. Yeah. We get too much mail.
Coupons and mail. Wires, coupons, and mail.
Let's see. I got next to my bed, ibuprofen, chargers, and lotion. I got in the kitchen, restaurant sauces, nails, and screws. In the kitchen, three things. Mini bottles. screwdriver, and banner.
I am surprised that we did not get more of the sauce packages.
Yeah.
Like the hot sauce. And the
I don't keep a lot of them. I keep a few.
Because you know what? I think we keep them now. And we used to keep them in the junk drawer, you know, probably early 2000s, 90s. Uh-huh. But I think people... put it in the drawer that's in the kitchen. I mean, in the
refrigerator.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the little thing.
Oh, I don't keep them at all.
Yeah,
I throw them away. I do not like that.
I keep about 3 or 4.
Really? No,
just depending, especially that the honey mustard from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Well, you know, now you can buy that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you can.
You can buy the honey mustard and the packages.
I like so
we do buy that, but I throw them things away.
I keep that honey mustard from Zaxby's. Well, I always order extra when I get it. So I keep some at the house just in case.
The guy likes to keep it, so he hides them from me.
What?
I find them and I throw them away.
You always messing with him.
Always.
One day
I'm always messing with him.
He gonna
do it. No, I'm not. Don't do that.
Yeah, you always mess with him.
Don't do that.
Just start arguments in your house.
Ever since you moved them PlayStation joysticks, you always be messing with him.
First of all,
time out.
Whoa. Out of all three. I'm gonna control myself. But if there's one person in here that cannot call somebody toxic,
it's Larry.
It would be. Please Dylan understand Burpin. That. But I do not move his stuff, Larry. I clean up. There's a difference. There is a difference. But that's this one of those things. You know, everybody got their little pet peeves and things like that. He has his pet peeves and things that, you know, that's his thing. I don't mess with it or whatever. But them sauces, I cannot stand to see them. I can't. It does something to me. So he knows it. That's why he has them. He don't even try to push it. He's like, I'm going to hide it. But yeah. But I don't move his stuff, Larry.
Yes, you do.
I clean up our house.
Just keep you messing with that man.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
There's a difference.
I can't wait.
Says the junkie person.
I could be, but I don't.
You mess. Could be.
I don't mess with
could
you.
Could be.
I don't aggravate people in the relationships.
The what?
Complete lying all day.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm aggravating the toxic. Both of you. You always messing with that man. Stop messing with that man. He's gonna crack your head. He ain't gonna fall. That's what they gonna do. Coming up, man, we're trying to roll call. Roll call me. I'm talking about I'm messing with him. I know you gonna tell the man business. What's that? I posted that on Instagram. I thought it was funny.
But now who was messing with who in that instance?
He didn't know that that was your toothbrush.
No. Oh, he admitted to it.
Yeah, he did.
He admitted to it.
I be trying to look out for
him. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Never mind. I'm minding my business.
I ain't doing that. Now, that's one thing I'm not.
But people do that. That's nasty. I can't do that. All right, coming up, man, we roll calling the 955.
Ain't no contenders. There's no limit, Larry, in the morning madhouse on Power 98, Charlotte's number one plug for hip-hop and R&B.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.